Okay, actually, Elizabeth Von Gunton and Lawrence Reyes were both tied for last place. It doesn't matter which one was eliminated first because of the absence of transferable votes as the next choice. It's going to end up with Ellie Lexa being elected. But in order to prepare this report correctly, I have to decide who to eliminate first between Lawrence Reyes and Elizabeth Von Gunton. So this is a tie for last place that the computer decided, but Pacifica doesn't decide that way. So I need another coin toss. Let me get my notes here. So this is who is deleted first in the personnel committee for KPFK. Whether that's Von Gunton or Reyes.
Session died again. What happened?
Terry's Zoom account only allows for a 30-minute length.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm back.
We'll use somebody else's Zoom then.
I can't hear whoever's speaking.
Is anybody speaking?
Terry? I heard someone speaking, but I could barely hear them.
I think
maybe it was just something in the background. Yeah.
I think it was background.
Okay.
Terry, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, good.
Okay, good.
That's the wrong screen to share. Oh, right. We're deciding. I don't want to share. We're deciding who gets eliminated first. It doesn't really matter in the outcome, but I've got to decide whether Von Gunton or Reyes is eliminated first in the personnel committee election. So let's say heads Von Gunton is the surviving person and tails Reyes is the surviving person. And I want to pin, if I haven't already.
This is Paulina. I have a question. How would you normally do it pre-pandemic? Would you still do a coin toss in this kind of situation, or would you just say both are eliminated and move on?
We would do a coin toss, because the rules in the bylaws only allow a single elimination at a time.
Understood. Thank you.
Yeah. In fact, Michael Nivick became the KPFK LSB chair through a toying toss, which Terry himself tossed a number of years ago.
Okay, let's see. I can see you there.
Did I just hear toying toss?
I can't see my main screen, but I just tried to pin John. The reason I can't see it is because I'm converting audio from the second 30 minutes of the meeting.
And y'all, I have a live show today. We're raising money for KPFK, live on the air. And I'm not sure how long I'll be able to stay, but in case I get dropped off, I apologize for that. But since I'm an official observer, I wonder whether there is, I just wanted to leave. Should I just say for the record, hey, I'm leaving whenever I leave? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Okay, John, can you do I don't have a main screen, so I won't be able to see the coin toss. is there someone else who can see the coin toss?
Yeah, there are other people whose cameras, who can...
actually, it doesn't really matter. It's only for the report. So why don't you do the coin toss and tell me the result?
Someone other than me should. Well, it's better to have more than one. It's better to have a witness.
Can do we have a volunteer? You have to unmute your audio.
Hello, I'm still here for a minute or two after this toss. I have another Zoom meeting, but this is Andrea.
Okay.
If that's okay with the chair, it's fine with me.
All right, so Terry, you've established, can you repeat once more what how the determination will be made on the talk?
Yeah, Head von Gunten survives this round, Tails Reyes survives this round.
Okay, ready?
Ready. I can't
higher.
See your arm. Yeah.
Is that heads?
Is that heads?
Looks like heads to me.
Yeah, it looks like heads.
Okay, yeah, I have a little screen.
Yeah,
okay.
There it is. Yeah, heads.
Okay, it's so heads. So von Gunten survives the round, but Ali Lexa is elected to the personnel committee. Because von Gunten is eliminated on the next round.
Okay. Well, this has been educational. I have another Zoom meeting, and it's so good to meet you, John P. Carey. And right.
Thank you, Andrea.
Okay. See you guys. All right. Thank you so much. I think I understand now.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so let's see. That one. This is this one.
Let's see. KPFT personnel, is that next?
Yes. KPFT personnel. Ballot 12957 for Dwayne Lark.
Confirm.
Ballot 22885 for Sandra Rawline.
Confirm.
Ballot APPLE for Sandra Rawline.
Confirm.
Ballot AUS70 for Sandra Rawline, second choice Lark.
Confirm.
Ballot BOHIO for Lark.
Confirm.
Ballot COUNT for Rawline.
Confirm.
Ballot DEDER for Lark, second choice Rawline.
Confirm.
Ballot Equity for Lark.
Confirm.
Ballot Grime for Lark, second choice Raw Line.
Confirm.
Ballot Hot Dog for Raw Line.
Confirm.
Ballot Iron X, no preference.
Confirm.
Ballot Newly for Lark.
Confirm.
Ballot Ninja B for Raw Line.
Confirm.
Ballot OR1E9 for Raw Line.
Confirm.
Ballot RETNE for Raw Line.
Confirm.
Ballot TB71 exclamation for Raw Line.
Confirm.
That gives 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for Lark. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for Raw Line. Raw Line is the KPFT director on the 2021 personnel committee.
I had 9 for Raw Line.
Well, you're probably right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No, I still get 8. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, now I got 9. All right, it was 9, and it's correct in the detail report in any case. Okay, so now that was KPFT personnel. Next is WBAI personnel. Hasn't opened yet. Ballot 12957 for Ralph Pointer.
Confirm.
Ballot 22885 for Alex Steinberg.
Confirm.
Ballot APPLE for Steinberg.
Confirm.
Ballot AUS70 for Steinberg, second choice Pointer.
Confirm.
Ballot BOHIO for Pointer.
Confirm.
Ballot COUNT for Steinberg.
Confirm.
Ballot DEDER for Steinberg, second choice Pointer.
Confirm.
Ballot Equity for Steinberg.
Confirm.
Ballot Grime for Pointer.
Confirm.
Ballot Hot Dog for Steinberg.
Confirm.
Ballot Iron X for Steinberg.
Confirm.
Ballot Newly for Pointer.
Confirm.
Ballot Ninja B for Steinberg.
Confirm.
Ballot OR1E9 for Steinberg.
Confirm.
Ballot RETNE for Steinberg.
Confirm.
Ballot TB71 exclamation for Steinberg.
Confirm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 votes for Steinberg out of 16 total. That means Steinberg has reached the threshold. So Alex Steinberg is the WBAI representative to the 2021 PMB Personnel Committee. Next will be the WBAI member of the Elections Committee. Ballot 12957 is for Ralph Pointer.
Confirm.
Ballot 22885 is for Sean Rhodes.
Confirm.
Ballot APPLE for Sean Rhodes.
Confirm.
about AUS 70 for Ralph Pointer, Second Choice Roads.
Confirm.
About BOHIO for Pointer.
Confirm.
Ballot count, no preference.
Confirm.
Ballot DETER for Ralph Pointer, Second Choice Roads.
Confirm.
Ballot equity for Pointer.
Confirm.
Ballot grime for Roads, Second Choice Pointer.
Confirm.
Ballot hot dog for Roads.
Confirm.
Ballot Iron X, no preference.
Confirm.
Ballot newly for Roads.
Confirm.
Ballot Ninja B for Roads.
Confirm.
Ballot OR1E9, no preference.
Confirm.
Ballot RETNE for Pointer.
Confirm.
Ballot TB71 exclamation for Roads.
Confirm.
For Roads, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 votes. In the first round for Pointer, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 votes. So Sean Rhodes is the has been elected for the WBAI representative for the 2021 PNB Elections Committee. And then the final of these contested elections is the KPFA member of the Strategic Planning Committee. Ballot 12957 for Tom Voorhees.
Can you tell me the election again?
This is KPFA Strategic Planning.
Whoops, I just need to scroll up on my sheet. Whoops. KPFK Strategic Planning.
KPFA, okay. A, Berkeley.
KPFA. Okay, I'm ready.
12957, Tom Voorhees.
Confirm.
22885, no preference.
Confirm.
APPLE, Chris Corey.
Confirm.
AUS 70, first rank Corey, second Voorhees.
Confirm.
BOHIO for Voorhees.
Confirm.
Count for Corey.
Confirm.
DEDER for Voorhees, second rank Corey.
Confirm.
Equity for Voorhees.
Confirm.
Grime for Corey, second rank Voorhees.
Confirm.
Hot dog for Corey.
Confirm.
Iron X for Voorhees.
Confirm.
Newly for Corey.
Confirm.
Ninja B for Corey.
Confirm.
OR1E9 for Corey.
Confirm.
RETNE for Voorhees.
Confirm.
TB71 exclamation for Voorhees.
Confirm.
So for Voorhees, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. For Corey, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Corey's having 8 against 7. Chris Corey is elected to the Strategic Planning Committee as KPFA Director for 2021. So those are the contested seats. So now we have some interesting ones. I'll do them in the order that we have here. We'll next do the WPFW Director of the Programming Committee. Okay.
This is Paulina. Before I leave, I'm just curious what happened with audits, whether we are going to address the issue of staff being eligible or not eligible, as some people are commenting. Thank you.
Well, that's not addressed in this tally. Under the California Nonprofit Integrity Act, staff cannot serve on the audit committee, but I believe, I mean, my interpretation is that's paid staff, not unpaid staff. But I don't know that we've ever gotten a legal opinion.
We do have a legal opinion, and I think Sean Rhodes is basically not eligible to serve on the audit committee. But we only found that out after the nominations were sent in. So I don't know what you want to do with that. That's the status.
Okay, well, you should have a new election, because the electors should know that before they vote.
Okay, if there is no contest, we don't need to have an election, right? So, okay.
I'm not going to agree to that, but that's the tradition.
We could probably take a vote by unanimous acclamation if there's no contest. I'm kind of assuming there won't be. Okay. Well. Yeah.
Okay, so we're doing programming committee WPFW. For the WPFW representative on the programming committee, there were no nominees. So we have an interesting three-way tie between three write-in candidates. Probably none of them will accept the position. But we have a ballot. APPLE wrote in Wayne Bruce. Ballot Equity wrote in Julie Hewitt, and ballot RETNE wrote in Ron Pinchback. Is that correct, John?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so it's difficult to toss a coin between three candidates. So what I will suggest is that we have three coin tosses for each, with heads counting as 1 point, and tails counting as 0 points. These points will count towards election. So if only one of these candidates gets three heads and nobody else does, then they will be elected. If there's a different result, then those with the fewest points get eliminated before those with the most more points, until we have one candidate surviving. So is that understood? So I'm asking first, well, actually I have them listed as Hewitt, Bruce, and Pinchback. So let me share a different screen here, because I've copied this. Okay. So John, can you flip a coin three times to see how many points we're going to give to Julie Hewitt? Again, heads is 1 point, tails is 0.
Okay,
I'm
Ready?
I am.
Toss one. Did you see it?
Actually, I couldn't. The camera caught it. Did you see?
Actually, I didn't. Let's do it again.
I say I'd want both of them on the programming committee.
That was dropped.
George Washington has been elected to the PMB programming committee. Well, why don't you declare it?
Heads.
Okay, so that's first toss gets a 1 point for Julie Hewitt. I look, is that a tails? Okay, that's a zero. One more toss for Julie Hewitt.
Tails.
Okay, so Julie Hewitt has 1 point. Now we go to Wayne Bruce, three tosses.
Tails.
0 points, two more tosses.
Tails.
0 points, one more toss.
Heads.
Wayne Bruce gets 1 point. Now for Ron Pinchback, three tosses.
I'm gonna do that again because it hit my body. It wasn't a clean.
That's called a foul.
Heads.
That's 1 point for Ron Pinchback. Two more tosses.
Tails.
One more toss. At the moment, we have another three-way tie.
Yep, dropped. Heads.
Okay. Ron Pinchback with 2 points has the most points, so he has won the coin toss. So he's quite likely to decline, but as far as this report, Ron Pinchback has been elected as WPFW Director Representative to the 2021 PMB Programming Committee. Next is for the Audit Committee and for WPFW. So for the WPFW Audit Committee, we had no nominated candidates. We have two write-in votes. On ballot equity, we have a write-in for Vanessa Dixon Briggs. And on the ballot RETNE, we have a write-in for Ron Pinchback. Do you confirm?
Confirm.
Okay, so we will say that on heads, Vanessa Dixon Briggs will win, and on tails, Ron Pinchback will win.
Or lose.
No. Do you want to switch them, or is this good?
No, it's good. I'm sorry. I'm just at this time of the hour, I'm getting ready for the air. It's just my humor. I apologize.
So when Polina is through invading the capital, we will have a coin toss.
The Russians are coming. Please go ahead with the coin toss.
Ready, Terry?
I'm ready.
Tails.
Tails means Ron Pinchback has another office he's likely to decline.
We're doing three for each, correct?
No, this was a two-way tie instead of a three-way tie. We only needed one coin toss. No coin toss.
Tails.
No coin toss. Can you hear me?
No, we did that too fast.
It was already decided. It was a two-way tie. We only won coin toss. Again. There is only one coin toss on a two-way tie.
Because each one has a one side. Correct.
Correct. Okay, for the KPFT Elections Committee, we had no candidate and one write-in. On ballot equity, Dwayne Lark got a vote. Nobody else did. Therefore, Dwayne Lark has been elected for the Elections Committee as KPFT Director Representative. Do you confirm?
This is KPFT Elections.
Correct.
I have two write-ins. This is KPFT Elections. I have two write-ins.
Okay, what's your other write-in? On what ballot?
Retney, R-E-T-N-E.
And is it for someone other than Lark?
Yes, it is.
Okay, let me find my ballot. Share. Okay, you have to check your ballot. Because my Retney ballot shows no vote for KPFT Elections.
Is that your ballot on the screen?
Yes. It shows Senator Rawline as a candidate, but no vote.
Okay.
Yeah, if there was no candidate, it's odd that Sandra Rawline was written in, but we can see on the ballot actual votes for a whole bunch of other people. In fact, every other station. So I interpret that as no preference on this ballot.
Okay.
And next is
Terry, back up.
Yes.
Who were the candidates in that contest?
Only Dwayne Lark. Or no candidates. There were on the final distributed ballot, there were no nominees for that office.
So you don't interpret Sandra Rawline as a write-in, even though it doesn't have a number one in front of it?
I do not, because every other because every other candidate without a number in front of it was not shown as preferred. And of course there were three generations of ballots. So I don't know if Sandra Rawline might have been on an earlier blank ballot form. I don't know which generation this is from, because it was embedded in a email message rather than attached. I don't think it's a big deal, since in the final ballot there were no nominees. So whoever is elected is likely to decline. But yeah, I have to interpret this as no preference. And the next election is for...
Well, you don't have to if Sarah... Well, the only way to confirm that is to confirm that Sandra Rawline was listed on previous ballots, and that there's no way that... We have to confirm that there's no way that voter typed in that name. And the only way that could be is if it was already printed on some version. Or asking the voter. So,
well, if you don't agree with my interpretation, we can just invalidate the election. I can check in the email after we're through to see if Rawline was on an earlier ballot, or I can contact the voter and ask their intent. But I don't think we can resolve it any other way during this call. So if you do not agree that Lark is elected, I think the simplest thing would be to invalidate this election. Since the final ballot had no nominees, I don't think it will inconvenience the B&B.
This is Paulina, just to let you know that the point of personal privilege that I got dropped off the call for the last 2 minutes, so I missed the conversation.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so as it stands now, Dwayne Lark is elected, but can decline. Well, how does this election stand? Lark was elected by write-in, or that there was no votes?
The way it stands is that we have to agree. So Lark is elected only if you agree. It sounds like you do not agree, because you think that a ballot with the name Rawline when Rawline was not a candidate should count as a vote for Rawline. And so if you do not, since you do not agree that Lark was elected, I think the best thing for us to do is to say that there is no result on this election.
Agreed.
Okay. So this is an invalid election. Okay. So let's go to the next one, which is WPFW Elections Committee. Another election with no nominees on the final ballot. And I have two write-in votes as having been received. On ballot equity, I have a write-in vote for Vanessa Dixon Briggs. And on the RETNE ballot, I have a write-in vote for Ron Finchback. Do you agree?
I agree.
Okay, so now we have a coin flip between those two. So let's say heads. will be Vanessa Dixon Briggs as the winner and Tails, Ron Finchback, as the winner.
Okay, so I was reading something, but you established what the coin toss will represent, correct?
Yes, heads is Vanessa.
Okay. Am I in clear view?
Yes.
Let me tilt so we can read it, and then. Okay. Good to go, Terry?
Yes.
Hi, Peter. Oh, hi, everybody.
Okay, John, can you hear me? Oh, we're connecting. I'm back. Are you there, John?
I can see you. Can you hear me?
Yes. And you don't need to see my broken camera. Okay. Yeah, that was the end of another half hour of free meeting.
Terry, quick question. Zoom limit it to 30 minutes from 45? It's obvious that they just want to make money. They want us to all pay. In my case, I teach in the school where they pay my account, but, you know, curious.
It was 30 minutes before the pandemic that they actually increased it to 45 for a while. And then they, I think they bumped it.
Irrelevant. I apologize. Let's go back to our business.
It actually may be 45 now, but I'm doing it in 30 minute segments. So I want that one. Okay, that's where we finished that. Next is, did I already do KPFA governance? I think maybe I did.
We were on, do you remember which one we were currently on when we had the?
Yes, that was WPFW elections. I need to switch my share. Voter report. Okay, I think we actually finished.
All right, y'all. The Russians are leaving. The Russians are leaving.
Terry, we didn't conclude the coin toss for WPFW elections between Ron Pinchback and Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Oh, okay.
I believe that's where we were.
Oh, let's see. Let me switch the share.
You may want to check your notes on that contest.
Oh, you correct. I had decided it was heads for Vanessa Dixon Briggs and tails for Ron Pinchback, and I did not get the result
because the meeting ended in the middle of the coin toss. So
yes,
are you ready to go ahead with another toss?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
Heads.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Also, can I bring up another matter quickly, Terry,
yes,
for you? There was one voter who submitted. Submitted corrected ballots in this election because there were two ballot forms, correct, that were sent out, an original and then corrected, right?
This is Paulina. There were three ballots, actually, and I made two mistakes. Yeah. So there was a corrected ballot and there was a second corrected ballot, and I very much apologize for that. But as far as I know, when I sent out the third ballot, nobody had yet submitted a ballot, so maybe somebody has seen the previous one and used that, and that's possible. And that would be a problem, I suppose, but yeah.
Paulina, do you have access to your first ballot?
Sure.
Because we were wondering if
the difference was this. Yeah, say it again. Yeah, go ahead.
We're interested in the KPFT elections. Correct? That's the one, Terry, right?
Yeah, we want to know if Sandra Rawline was ever a nominated candidate.
I believe there were no corrections in regards to Sandra Rawline. The correction was for Chris Corey to be added to the Strategic Planning Committee. And that's what I managed to not do in the first two issues of the ballot. So I finally got it right on iteration three of the ballot. But I don't think there was anything about Sandra.
Okay.
Terry, as you know, one of the candidates, I believe I have a total of three ballots from one of the voters. And I'm looking at one of the ballots, the KPFT elections is blank. Now that doesn't prove that
the
Rawline was not on another version that I'm not viewing, but so there's at least one ballot iterations where KPFT elections had no candidate. Now I'm looking at a ballot that was returned, so I'm assuming that the voter didn't accidentally erase a candidate, you know, from the ballot.
So I can comment on that, Paulina, your secretary. No ballot went out without anything for KPFT, so that would have been maybe an accidental erasure on the part of the person voting, or maybe an intentional one, but that was not the mistake that I later corrected. So there we go.
Well, we're not saying it's a mistake because some nominees withdrew and then you had to respond to that after you made your first ballot, which doesn't mean that you made an error. It means the conditions changed under which you had to prepare ballots.
Yeah. Okay, in light of new information, let's do a new ruling. Let us agree to interpret the write-in of the name Rawline on ballot RETNE as a write-in vote for Rawline, creating a tie in the KPFT director member of the elections committee. And let's do a coin toss and see if it's going to be Lark or Rawline. And so that will be heads will be Lark as winner, and tails will be Rawline as winner.
All right, good to go, Terry?
Yes.
That didn't even flip. The coin didn't even flip. Okay, there. Tails.
Okay, so that means Sandra Rawline has the opportunity to decline her unrequested election to the elections committee.
And just for the record, in case someone looks at this, the reason for the dispute is that on the ballot right now, the name Sandra Rawline was included under KPFT elections. Even though the name did not have a number one in front of it, did not have a number one, the name appeared in a contest where there were no nominees. Now, so when a name appears on a ballot where there are no nominees, I interpreted that as a potential write-in, because that's, from my perspective, that's the only way that that name got on that ballot. I have to assume that the voter's intent was a write-in for Rawline, even though there was not a number one in front of it. The number one would help, but I can't ignore that the name was there. There has to be, if it's not a mistake, I have to assume the voter's intention, and I can't just, for me, I can't just say, well, it was something else. I've looked at one older ballot that did not include any candidates for that contest. So my conclusion is that the voter Retney added Sandra Rawline, and I'm interpreting the voter's intent as a write-in. Because the option is ignoring it, and I don't consider that a fair judgment. That's a leap too far for me. I'm risking ignoring the voter's intention, even though I can't claim perfection. That's my interpretation. To me, just ignoring it would be a greater risk to ignore it. I would feel willful if I did that. The fact that we disagreed, that the teller and the secondary ballot, the secondary ballot recipient, disagreed, and we had to resolve it. So we did it with a coin toss. Now,
it should make you feel better, John, that in my recount of the 2016 delegate elections for all station areas as requested by the PNB, that was my approach. If in the big nationwide delegate elections, if I found a name entered in as a write-in on a ballot without a ranking, I interpreted the voter's intent as to rank the candidate that they'd taken the trouble to write in.
All you have to go on is what's on the paper, so that what's on the document is sort of the how would you say, it's the minimum. So that was my interpretation, and that's what led us down the path to do a coin toss between Sandra Rawline and Dwayne Warnock.
Yeah, and I'll document this in the teller's report that we agreed that on one ballot where a candidate's name was written in without being ranked, we interpreted that as the voter's intent to rank the candidate.
So we agree on that interpretation essentially now?
Yes. Okay. Yes. That's fine. Yes. Okay, we're.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes, okay. We would not be finished if we did not agree.
Okay, so. So for people who are watching the screen and listening, the teller and the secondary ballot recipient have to agree. I'm actually supposed to, Terry is supposed to attach my name to the final ballot report. And I don't attach my name to something if I disagree, or like an individual election, we almost invalidated it, but we came to concurrence on the interpretation of the voter's intent. I'm not claiming infallibility, but that was my personal judgment, and we both agreed, and so then we had the coin toss, and that's how we that is the background for that action. If it seemed mysterious, or if we went through it too quick, or if it seemed confusing, because we have the ballots here in front of us. Terry and I each have copies of the ballots. So while we were having this discussion, we were looking at ballots. I was looking at a junked ballot that was corrected later, so I could see what the older ballot looked like. And that that contributed to my to our discussion. So we were looking at documents that some of you on this call now weren't looking at. So so that's my attempt to be to provide some background, some thoroughness on that. If anyone wants to ask a question, I guess they're welcome. You know, PNB members are welcome to ask questions, and they're also they can also address. And when they read the report, they can also address it as a body.
I have a question. This is the secretary, Paulina. Were there any ballots submitted that were the previous versions, the ones that had been then later corrected?
I don't have an answer. I didn't check all the ballots
I think we would have had we would have had people voting for. I would have seen selections that didn't belong on the chart that I prepared.
That's correct.
And
maybe.
Now maybe that's what where debate was. We thought Sandra Rawline might have been that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because people may have renamed their files, right, when they sent them. So it would have been easier if, because the files, the ballots that were sent out, they were named differently, each one of them, right? I'm just thinking, and I apologize for these issues, but if there are any disputes, if any candidates dispute anything that was incorrectly placed on the first ballot, they're more than, of course, welcome to dispute the results, I would say, right?
Yes, elections are not completed until they've been declared by a chair at a meeting. And so at the time that these results are declared at the PNB meeting, that's when a point of order can be made that there was something wrong in the election.
Mm-hmm. So now Ms. Rawline, she won the coin toss, correct?
Correct.
All right, so when she hears the results, you'll find out, she may decline, or she might, she may have some say in this. So,
and Paulina, for your information, I rename all the ballots, as you can see.
Great, I appreciate that. Thank you. Okay. So, anyways, now finally declare the Russians are leaving. Have a good evening. I gotta run. Gotta produce a show. Thank you.
Thank you, Paulina. Any more questions from witnesses? You may have to unmute yourself in the lower left-hand corner of the Zoom screen. Absent any questions, I guess we can conclude this public tally of the 2021 PNB committee elections.
And Terry, can I verbally tell you to put my name on your report? Can I do it verbally?
Yes, I'll put it on my report.
Because there's only one result there's only one thing different than what the last submission, and that was the coin toss for the KPFT elections, correct?
No, there was also...
We had to decide other coin tosses, right?
Yeah. I can... If you'll be up tonight, I'll send you a final draft before I send it to the PNB.
Okay, all right. Okay, then I'll respond to that.
Okay, that'll be ready in more than 30 minutes and less than 60.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Terry and John.
You're welcome, Alex.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. Thanks, guys.
Good night. Stay safe.